Ukraine's surprise invasion of Russia has lifted morale after 900 days of war. But Ukraine still needs troops and is pushing an unpopular mass conscription drive. Many draft-eligible men don't want to fight, and tens of thousands have fled the country. One escape route is a river in western Ukraine. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from the Ukrainian-Romanian border.
A few months ago, 25-year-old Vitaly Barelin was in Ukraine's east, flying drones to hunt Russian troops. Now he's on the other end of his homeland, patrolling a river in the west, chasing his own countrymen, Ukrainians trying to escape conscription. They think they are smarter than you, he says, because you fought in the war and they're running away. Ukraine banned draft-age men from leaving the country after Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022. Yet tens of thousands have fled, according to the border services of neighboring countries. One escape route is crossing the Tisa River, which borders Romania. Ukraine's border guards use drones, thermal vision cameras, and patrols to spot men trying to swim across. We walk with another border guard, 30-year-old Artem Chekovalov, to the edge of the riverbank, on a road along the other side of the river. A man in bright red shorts rides his bicycle.
That's Romania? Look,
yes.
Right there?
Yes.
So it's really close.
Yeah.
What is it, like 100 meters?
Less.
It's less than 300 feet across.
We're standing right by the river. It looks shallow. Why is it dangerous?
Chekovalov points to mossy rocks close to the water. It's slippery for starters, he says. People fall and hit their heads. Then he motions to the fast-moving rapids. The river looks like it's waist-deep, he says, but it has really strong undercurrents, so those trying to swim would feel like they're spinning. He says it's like being in a whirlpool with rocks. Dozens have drowned, and the border guards sometimes don't find their bodies for weeks. A border guard spokesperson, Lesya Fedorova, says most men are caught at night, before they even wade into the river. Those detained face immediate conscription, as well as financial penalties. Fedorova shows us photos of the detained. Some are wearing children's inflatable pool floaties. They never say anything, she says. They are ashamed, because it's wrong to run away when your country needs you the most. Stopping draft evaders from escaping is not just about replenishing troops. It's also about optics. Ukrainian leaders want to show that the country is united and that the West should keep supporting Ukraine's defense. Yet the efforts to crack down on illegal border crossings are not popular in the village of Veliki Buychkiv, which is near the Tisa River. Villagers like 26-year-old Yulian say fear of being drafted has forced most men here into hiding. They won't even go to the store, he says. Like other draft-age men we interviewed here, Yulian declines to give his last name to avoid being targeted by police. We meet him at the pizza and sushi restaurant he runs. All my friends are either on the front line or have left Ukraine, he says. I stay because I've got my business. As required by law, Yulian has registered with the military.
Do you worry about being conscripted?
Yes, at any time, he says. When I'm out making deliveries, I'm constantly aware that I may be picked up. He says a couple of acquaintances were targeted just for standing near the river. The border guards came up to them and asked, "What are you doing here?" he says. The border guards think everyone wants to cross the river, so they forced the two men into a car and took them away. At a cafe down the street, another man who is conscription age, his name is Vasil, says he slips out of hiding to work shifts here. His family needs the money. Before the war, Vasil had a job at a meatpacking plant in the Czech Republic.
Did you make much more there than you do here right now?
Of course.
Of course I did, he says, three times more. And if I had the opportunity, of course I would go again. He says smugglers charge $5,000 to help men cross the river. Whoever can runs away, he says, and I cannot afford to run away. Back on the river patrol, border guard Vitaly Barelin walks past 7-foot reeds where men hide before trying to swim across. Then he brings up the front line. He tells himself, you were there. You didn't see your family for a long time, and you risked your life for your country. And these men, they chose a different path. He believes those who escape should never be allowed to return to Ukraine. They are not worthy of living here, he says. They are as dead to him as the bodies he finds in the river. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, on the Tisa River in western Ukraine.